The first half of this podcast was recorded after the second half, so sorry about the continuity.
The PlayStation UK starts.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the PlayStation Show UK podcast. My name is Murray 2011 and joining me this evening is Zona Ripper.
Good evening.
Good evening. And also on the Skype call we have, here comes Bod.
Good morning, I mean evening.
You're going to explain to the people, or the person listening, what happened?
Yes, basically the recording software for Skype fucked up yesterday.
Bloody Windows.
Yes, so it wasn't until we finished the podcast we realised the first part was missing. Or not recorded, should I say. So now we're going to do Back to the Future and do the first part.
So we have already talked about all this stuff, but no one heard it.
No.
Well, we did.
Yeah. No one else heard it.
Yeah, but maybe that no one else hears it anyway.
I'm sure we've got at least one listener, Bod.
Oh, yeah, one.
Yeah, but we don't count each other, surely.
That surely makes three listeners. Well, I don't listen to our own podcast.
Don't
that's
you?
A bit. No, that's a.
I have no choice but to.
Oh yeah, because you have to edit it. But you don't. You don't then download it and listen to it, though, do you?
No, of course not.
No,
I've had enough. You
don't. But listen, do you, Bod?
I listened to a bit of it because I listened to last week because I wanted to hear how badly I sounded.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, yes, I'm aware of that. And I apologise to people for that.
Okay.
And this week you now have a new headset.
Yeah.
That's why you're sounding better.
Yes. I look like a person that works on a call centre.
you're sounding a bit husky this morning, actually.
A husky?
Yeah.
Because it's too early.
It's too late
in the evening, that's what it is.
Say, Grandma's Chicken Salad.
Grandma's Chicken Salad.
Oh, yeah. Right. Shall we get on with the show?
Yes.
Okay. We'll start with what's in the PlayStation Store this week.
Yep.
Okay. We go, first of all, is episode number 19 of First Play.
Yep,
Have you got this one yet?
Yep.
Zona Ripper?
Yep, picked that up. Downloaded it. Quite good.
Nice to pick that off you.
Yeah. There's a few good trailers on there this week.
Is there anything free game-wise for minis or not?
No, they haven't done that for ages now.
Oh, they just did that to try and entice people in the first place, didn't
they? I think they did, yeah. Because they kept saying about beta access and exclusive demos, but that's not happened, has it? So.
No.
I suppose that might be because of PlayStation Plus coming out, maybe.
Yeah. Never mind. Right, next off is the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. It was released this week. We've all played the demo.
Yep.
We have already talked about what we thought about it. Let's go. No, I think we all fit, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Well, I liked it, but I could see it getting annoying. It was quite funny. Mm. It was very retro, sort of Streets of Rage sort of thing. But, I probably won't pick it up.
No. I enjoyed it as well and finished it. I liked it because it was like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which was a classic.
Yeah, I just thought it was a bit glitchy, that was all. I just thought some of the fighting was a bit crap.
That's because they were kind of going for the olden days fighting.
Well, yeah, I know, but I don't remember Streets of Rage being that annoying, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it probably was, though. You just
yeah, it may have been, but...
You always remember things better than they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you go back to them and it turns out they were utter rubbish.
What did you think about it, Bod?
It was all right. I wouldn't buy it myself. Just like games have moved on since then, and side-scrolling beat'em ups, they're just too old and boring these days.
I've seen a screenshot of them actually doing an even more retro-y version of the game. I don't know if that's like a extra bit in the game if you get the whole one or not. I don't know.
Even more retro.
So like Commodore 64.
There's a picture online of it looking even older.
Yeah, don't
like
don't
8-bit graphics.
Don't diss the Commodore 64.
I'm not dissing the Commodore 64. I'm just saying the graphics of the Commodore 64.
All right, don't fight.
He started it.
Didn't start it. I just made a comment about Commodore 64. And you...
Don't make me turn this podcast around.
We've already turned it around. Hey, we're doing the first part second.
I have the power to hang up on both of you. You realise that?
Don't press the red button.
Right.
Oh, for sake. Self-editing.
Right. Move on.
Next up is Minis. Carnivores and Dinosaur Hunter.
No.
The whole £2.50.
No.
It looks awesome. Looks like a good PlayStation 1 game, and I think, Zone Ripper, you should buy it.
I think I'm going to go back to my original comment, no.
Right, if it had trophies, would you buy it?
No.
It's £2.50.
You liar.
You should get it. And it's got 3.65 stars in the store star rating system.
Oh, really? In that case, no.
Are you missing out? It's amazing.
Are you going to pick it up?
No.
Oh, right. So, shush.
Okay, the next one, which is only $1.99, is Fly Foo. Now, this got 4.34 stars, so it must be amazing.
Yes. No, really, it was one of those iPhone games come to PlayStation. I played it on the iPhone. It was good for the first 5 minutes, and then it just got annoying. Again, that's a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
They actually got like proper flies. It's not animated. They like literally taken proper pictures of a fly.
Yes, yeah.
And then added like stick figure legs on them.
Yeah.
And made them look as though they're walking along.
Yes. I would say it's quite funny at first, but it just starts to lose its uniqueness, I suppose, after 5 minutes.
Are there other insects you have to fight in it?
Yeah, beetles and all that sorts
of
stuff.
Wasps and bees, yeah.
And they're all real pictures as well, yeah?
Yeah.
You should watch, there's the video on the PlayStation Store. You should watch it.
I usually check for previews. I don't remember seeing one for that.
Yeah, there definitely is one.
Yeah.
But if you're like me, it's a mini and I just skip past them. So.
Right, but I'm not like you.
You are
it's
like
me. It's a whole $1.99
and
you
might
love
it. You. No, I can't afford that amount.
$1.99?
Yeah, it's way too much.
It's cheaper on the iPhone, isn't it?
Shall we move on?
Yes, sorry.
Mafia 2 demo, which I really enjoyed and finished.
Yep, I downloaded that. It was very good and left you off, well, a cliffhanger it was. But then...
Even though that demo's not going to be in the full game, as it's stated as you begin the level.
Yes, which was stupid. Because I want to see what happens.
Right, well, he's going to be fine because he's going to be in the game, so...
Right. Okay. But, well, so when I loaded it up, I only really done the missions, didn't really do much else.
No.
But the mechanics...
But like I said before, there was no... There's nothing else in the game other than missions, even though it's an open world, which seems odd.
Yes. But I think that's why I think it needs to be a good... 20-hour storyline then to be able to be a decent game, but as I say the mechanics seem good. The gun cover and the guns themselves all seem quite good. So,
but when I was reading the review, it does sound like there's quite a lot of difference to do in the story, not just mafia business. Because, like I say, you start off being a mafia, then get arrested for a little while, and you spend a little while of the game in jail before you escape.
Right,
it'd be quite interesting.
Yeah,
maybe. Remembering not to bend over and pick up the soap in the shower.
Oh, unless you're bored, and he does that on purpose.
Yeah,
you have to throw it on the floor first.
or to get attention.
Yeah, but you've got to make it look realistic, so you've got to pretend it slipped.
Oh, I've dropped my sack.
Oops. Damn it.
I better pick that up very slowly.
Christ.
Right, next. Is the Red Dead Redemption next DLC, which is actually paid for this time, Legends and Killers Pack.
Yeah. I haven't played Red Dead for a while now. what was the pack including? Was it just multiplayer maps, or did it have any single player stuff?
It's got new maps, a new weapon, a tomahawk, and some characters. I'll go through them again. these are ones from the original Red Dead Revolver, which I completed on the PlayStation 2. This is Red Harlow. He was the main character. Annie Stokes. I believe, I'm not sure if she died or not, I can't remember. Jack Swift, Buffalo Soldier, Shadow Wolf.
Buffalo Soldier.
Ugly Chris, I think we used to know him. And Mr. Kelly.
Mr. Kelly?
Kelly. No, Mr. Kennedy.
Oh, right.
Fair enough. And there's more challenges and trophies.
Right. How much is the pack?
$7.99.
I don't know. Maybe if I've got through a chunk of the games I need to play.
You better hurry up then. You've still got to do Fallout 3, haven't you?
Yeah, I've still got to do Fallout 3. I've still got...
I was thinking about playing that this week, actually, but I haven't got around to it. Maybe after I finished Dragon Age.
Yeah, well, I've still got Alpha Protocol on rent that I haven't even put in yet.
Best game ever.
But, I might pick it up at some point, but I'm in no rush to get it, so...
Yeah. Right, the next is a new DLC for Dragon Age. It's the Golems of Amgarak, sorry.
Sorry? Say that again?
The Golems, right, you know what a golem is, right?
Yeah.
Of Amgarak.
Right, and I didn't get it. What did you say?
Right, AMGARRAK.
Right, okay.
Amgarak.
That's what I thought you said.
Right. I've watched the trailer for this, which was in the store this week as well, and it's all about the little people, the dwarves.
Okay. No.
No? But you haven't got Dragon Age.
Exactly.
So it looks interesting. But Dragon Age is a very good game.
Yeah, it's an RPG, though.
Yeah?
And I don't play RPGs. Apart from Borderlands.
It's not like a turn-based but RPG, though.
You know, okay. No.
I'm surprised Bod hasn't picked it up, because it's very much like Mass Effect, but with swords rather than guns.
Is this one you said was made by the same people?
Yes. So it's got all like the conversational options and all that.
And you can sleep with people.
Yeah, you can sleep with different people.
Oh, yeah.
No alien in this one, though.
I don't know. Never really crossed my radar.
You did. I'm sure you've watched me play it before when you were around my house once.
I didn't really get much out of it.
No.
As to how good it is, I think you'd only just started, so...
Yeah, it takes a while to warm up a little bit. Plus, there's all the different origin stories, because you can choose from between different people. You can be, like, a human or an elf or a dwarf.
So. Right, so for the trophy halls, would that mean you'd have to play it through as each of the characters?
No, the origin stories are about... they vary in length. They're actually the beginning of the game. It's like some games have like different endings. These games have got a different beginning. Depends on what origin story you start with. So I think each origin story varies between an hour to like an hour and a half. And I just went through them all because I wanted to know which person I'd prefer to play through as. And I choose the human noble.
Is there a trophy for each one?
Yes.
So that's really why you went through them all?
No, there's also, it also opens up some of the, when you go through the game, you do go and visit the different areas where you did the origin stories. And so you kind of got, you know their backgrounds rather than having to find it out for yourself by wandering around and reading all the different texts and stuff that people give you.
Right.
You could probably pick the game up quite cheap now, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think I got it for like £20. And I got free DLC and an armour DLC as well. But I think that's the time's passed for that now. You can't download that anymore.
Alright.
Yeah, well, if I find the time, I might look into it.
The second one comes out in January, I believe.
Right, that doesn't give me a great deal of time.
No. It does look awful as well, the game, just to let you know.
It looks awful.
It's not the best looking game in the world.
Right.
I don't think you sold it.
No. Next is the challenge packs for Yakuza 3.
Yakuza. no, I haven't got it.
No, nobody's interested. Isn't the fourth one out in Japan already?
Probably. Aren't they on Yakuza 24 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Is that like a crossover with Jack Bauer in there?
Yes.
Well, if it isn't, it bloody well should be.
Okay, I'm not going to go through the Guitar Hero and Rock Band DLC and SingStar because I can't be bothered.
No.
And there's also trailers for Brink and Enslaved, which I think I might get because it looks awesome.
Really?
And the trailer for... Yes, really.
Okay.
Do you not think that?
I haven't looked at the trailer, so I can't really comment, so...
You better get on that.
I will.
And Never Dead, which I think me and Bod both enjoyed the video for that. Have you watched this yet, Zona Ripper?
No. I will put it on... I've downloaded it, I just haven't watched it yet. But, what's it about?
Here's an idea. Me and Bod can talk about it for a bit. You put yourself on mute, walk into your living room, watch the video and come back.
Right, so the one that was on the place, is it an E3 trailer or anything?
Yes, Never Dead E3 2010 trailer.
Right, I will watch it here then.
Right.
Hold on. You can talk about it.
Right. You want to start, Bod?
It's not going to, interrupt us, is it?
No, it won't.
Oh, right.
We might be able to hear it a little bit in the background.
No, you won't. I'll mute my mic.
Okay. Go for it, Bod.
Right. Never Dead. Looks pretty good. Don't know what to say about it now.
Well, that's in depth.
You play an immortal person. And It looks like you can't die. I'm sure there must be a way you can die, because otherwise there'd be no challenge to it, would there? So if you couldn't possibly die, it would make the game incredibly easy.
But if you can die, then it surely that ruins the name of the game, because you're never dead.
Well, as we've seen from the trailer, he gets his limbs like cut off, doesn't he? And surely you'd get to your body with so many pieces that you wouldn't be able to continue. But from the trailer, you see him without a head, still fighting, and without his legs, still fighting. But if you're just left with no head, no arms, and no legs, you're going to be screwed, aren't you?
Yep. Maybe you can just go around and just kick people with your foot or something.
I mean, it sounds a bit like Monty Python and the Holy Grail, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how you have to reattach your body parts. Maybe you just literally just walk up to them and they just magically attach themselves to you again.
Or maybe you grow new ones.
Yeah, maybe. Just over time. You have to go and hide behind a cover just as a foot and then slowly you regenerate. If that does happen, I hope you actually see it regenerate rather than just suddenly appearing, like flashing back into existence. You actually see it growing. That'd be awesome. But that's probably not how it works. I don't know if he's finished watching that trailer yet.
I'm almost there.
which there.
Right, do we have a release date for this game at all or not?
I have no idea. I've not got any information up. I've not got my laptop up, so I don't know. Maybe you could have a look.
Right. Well, I'd imagine if it's from E3, it's still some way to go before it comes out.
Not necessarily, because Little Big Planet 2 is coming out in November, and that was not E3.
Right, that is one fucked up game.
Looks awesome.
It looks quite fun, and it's quite. You've got two aiming points on the screen.
Yeah.
But they didn't seem to be moving individually though.
Well, I think they're like. What did you say yesterday, Bod? What you thought they were?
Yeah, because if you notice in the trailer, at various points he has his limbs cut off. So I'd imagine if you lose one arm, you could still be shooting with the other arm.
Right.
Hence the two different... I mean, they don't necessarily need to move independently to still have that same mechanic.
Yeah, I suppose, I suppose it just relates to the guns you've got in the hand, because in the trailer he's wielding two guns, so... So, yeah, if you lose one, then... Okay, yeah, well, it looks interesting. But, yeah, it didn't give any indication of when and where. So.
Well, I'm guessing it'd be on the PlayStation, that'd be where.
Well, yeah, but obviously, yeah. Well, probably cross-platform, I would have thought, as well.
There's no mention of a release date anywhere, so...
No.
They haven't announced a release date yet.
But they had a lot of gameplay footage there, so I can't see it being... A huge amount of time. But we'll see, I suppose. Monsters and killing them. I think Bod's going to pick it up.
Well, yeah, because it's got the word dead in the title.
Yes. So, if I was to send you Hannah Montana dead...
What, are we talking literally, if you were to kill Miley Cyrus and then send the dead body?
No. I'm not.
Are you
Did you really want Miley Cyrus dead? It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
I know, she's quite annoying.
You mean just a banger?
Yeah, and it's easier when they're dead.
Nice.
The scene seems to have taken somewhat of a dark turn.
Yes, right. What was next on...
Horse sex next?
No, it wasn't. That's not on the PlayStation shoulders. Mind you, they should make that a PSN game.
Oh, yeah, baby. What would you actually do in this game if you had to have sex with horses? Do you have the option to kill them first, try and jump on behind, hope they don't kick you in the bollocks?
Maybe, unless you do it like a puzzle game, so it's sort of like a... Tetris, we
you
have
to
fit
in. Weave your little penis around like a snake maze.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously, do we have to talk about this?
No. You guys are sick.
Yeah, we're banging dead horses while he's banging dead Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, but I'm not the one that killed her.
No.
But is she the one that's annoying, or is her character Hannah Montana annoying?
No, she's annoying in real life.
How do you know? Have you met her?
No, but I've seen her on talk shows.
Right. I can honestly say I never have. I don't know what talk shows you watch.
Tonight with Hannah Montana. Right, is that it for the PSN store?
It sure is.
Okay, shall we move on to what we've been playing?
Yep, let's go.
And this time, Bod can start.
Okay.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
That's all right.
Yeah, well, I've been playing Sex with Horses.
Okay, completed that yet?
For that?
No, there's no trophies. You know, I just do it for fun.
No trophies?
Okay. No.
Well, I'm not picking that up then.
You don't know what you're going to pick up when you have sex with horses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get some gangrene on my knob, but I don't, if I'm not getting a trophy for it.
You're not going to do it?
I'm not going to do it.
Okay then. Right, so what I've really been playing is Dead Space, still. Going through my second playthrough. On the first playthrough, I only used the plasma cutter.
Okay.
For a trophy.
Okay. Any other guns now? What are they?
Yeah, so I've bought all the other guns. I've started off using them now.
Okay.
And they're pretty good. Particular favourite is the Ripper.
Hmm.
Named after you, of course.
Of course. They did actually email me and ask me for permission to use that.
Oh, it was very nice of you to give it.
Oh yeah, I thought so.
You've got some major deja vu going on here. Is that the Matrix changes something?
Yes.
Right. Carry on.
So how far are you through now?
My second playthrough, I'm now about halfway through. I've done chapter 6.
Okay.
So another 6 to go. And I should, by the end of it, have all but one trophy.
Trophy hall.
You'll be pleased to know.
Which is the one for completing it on Impossible?
On Impossible, yes.
Have you actually even tried it on Impossible yet?
No.
Mm. Good luck.
Because to keep all your credits and all your stuff you've picked up on your first playthrough, you have to play it on the same difficulty level on your second playthrough. If you want to start on a new difficulty, you have to start from scratch.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I hate that when they do that in games.
Yeah, it is quite annoying.
Okay.
If you want to collect something, you should be able to play through on any difficulty with the stuff you've collected on a previous playthroughs. Just to make them harder difficulty slightly easier.
Yep.
But they might say that defeats the object, playing it on a harder difficulty.
Well, not really, because then you get... Look at it another way. Then these people who want to make the harder difficulties easier have to play through on an easier difficulty to start with, so therefore they're playing the person's game more.
Yeah, but if you look at it the other way, if you want to get... You know, if you're a trophy whore like you two, and you want to get them all, you have to play it. Basically, to get all the trophies on this game, you're basically forced to play it 3 times. Because not only is there one for doing it with just the plasma cutter, there's also a trophy for upgrading all the guns. And there is
no way. Do it on hard?
But there's no way you can upgrade all the guns on one playthrough. And you don't unlock impossible difficulty until you've played it at least once anyway. So you have to play it at least once to unlock impossible difficulty. You have to play it a second time to upgrade all your guns, and then third time to play it on impossible. So
I know it says you're not allowed to use any gun apart from the plasma cutter. Can you not just pick them up and upgrade them, but only use the plasma cutter?
You can, but you basically upgrade them with nodes, and you don't pick up enough nodes to be able to upgrade them all anyway.
Okay.
You'd have to play it a second time to get more nodes.
So you can start on upgrading them even when you're not using them, though?
Yeah.
To get the plasma cutter trophy, okay.
Yeah, you can buy the guns, you can upgrade them. As long as you don't use them, you'll still get the trophy for just using the plasma cutter.
Okay. Good to know.
I think it's even... It only counts as used if you kill a monster with it. So even if you pick a gun up and fire it a few times, it doesn't count as killing... Well, obviously not killing one, but I think it only counts if you kill someone with a gun. So you can just always up get it and see what it's like. But
well, I didn't even fire any of them.
Just to make
sure. Certain.
Okay. Fair enough. You played anything else?
My flatmate recently picked up Army of Two, the 40th Day. And we were, a bit bored one evening, thought, well, what can we do? And he was playing that on co-op.
So was that a split-screen co-op, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we had in the past played co-op in separate rooms. But we can only do that if we have the same game.
Alright, yep.
But, I haven't got that, so we played it split-screen. From about 5 o'clock in the evening till about midnight. And we completed it in one evening.
Nice of him to let you play it on your console so you could get the trophies though, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was quite annoyed about that. he said, oh, I only wanted to, just try it on yours just for a couple of levels and then play it on mine, but we just continued all the way through. So we're gonna have to do it on his PlayStation as well, because he's a bit of a trophy hog.
I don't know if it's just me, but you sound a bit crackly, Bud.
Just a little bit. I can still understand right. You just so. Are you well, you're right now? I think it's just a connection thing. It just. Okay. So anything else?
No, that's all I've been playing this week.
Okay. It still sounds like he's under the sea.
A little bit.
Right. Should I come out?
I'm sending you a message through my thoughts.
And I've just hung up on Bot.
Okay. Maybe if you, it might help. That's all I was thinking.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll call him back. But moving on to you, Murray.
Yeah, I played and I actually platinumed Prince of Persia: The Forgotten Sands. That's my 19th platinum trophy. I know I'm still a way away from you, but
yeah, I haven't got that many, so
no.
No.
But I'm proud of 19. That's not too bad. What else? Monkey Island 2 Special Edition: The Chuck's Revenge.
Nice. And did you do it in 3 hours?
Nope.
God damn you.
No, that was one of the two trophies I missed when I played through the game. Doing it in 2 and 3.5 hours and calling LucasArts help desk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a hidden telephone in the jungle you have to find. Mm.
Well, it was too hidden for me, so I didn't manage to do it.
Okay.
That game was very enjoyable. I wasn't sure about the ending, though. It was kind of a bit of a letdown, the way it ended. No spoilers. But what did you think of the ending?
Yeah,
it was just a bit, takes you out of the whole thing, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It almost seemed a little bit random, but
like they didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Just sort of plucked something out of the air, but I mean I still found the game really good though.
Mm. There's just something about Monkey Island 2, Bod?
No, I haven't played it. I played one of them many, many years ago. But I always seem to get stuck on a certain bit that like really annoys me, and then somebody reveals it to you, like you find a walkthrough or something, and the answer is so obvious,
yeah.
That it just really annoys me. So I don't generally play that sort of game anymore.
Well, there's the facts nowadays on the internet, so it makes it easier.
Yeah, but surely that defeats the object.
Well, no. I like to have a good go at it before I even look at a fact. So if I do get stuck, I'll give it a while before I do look at the answer. Because, like you and said, it's usually something so bloody obvious.
Hmm.
But,
well, I enjoy the jokes and the story of Monkey Island, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
You get to a point where you're just trying everything and it's just like, no, that's not going to work, that's not going to work, that's not going to work. It winds me up.
Okay. I also played 3D.Game Heroes for like a couple of hours and finished the third temple / dungeon.
Okay. You haven't played that for a while?
Nope. Third dungeon, Golem. He was actually the E3 I've done so far. You can't do the temples in any order. You have to do them in the right order. And I don't know if it's just me, but I don't know if they seem to be getting easier, because I found the first one was harder than the other two. Either that or it's because you do upgrade your sword as you go. And I've upgraded my sword now to the maximum it can be. I'm hoping to get a new one soon, because I want to get my even longer than it is. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what she said.
Because when you've got your sword's length depends on your health. And if you have full health, it can literally be, the sword can literally be as long as the screen.
So can you do a girth as well as length?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You can. You can make it very, very thick.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get hit just once, your sword shrinks down to like a little measly. Kind of little...
Oh. A bit like with a cold shower.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. It's very common and does happen to everybody.
Right.
I also seem to be trying. I'm trying to find the book where you can book monsters into to learn their skills and information about them. I found a ring in the third dungeon, which you apparently, according to the internet, you can trade with somebody near one of the towns or in the town. But when I go there, there doesn't seem to be an option to do it. And in my inventory, it doesn't say that I've got the ring, so I don't know if it's glitched. But yeah, if anybody out there in listener land can knows how to sort that out, please email in to tpmsuk at playstationshow.com.
TPMS, did you say?
No, I didn't. I said TPSUK.
Right, okay. It's not what it sounds like. Right.
Yeah, that'd be great. I played the Saboteur for about half an hour this week, but I really don't know if I can be asked to carry on with that. I know I've only got a few trophies to get, but I think it's glitched, so I can't get them all anyway.
So you still think they're glitched? You haven't looked online yet, though?
No.
To see if there's a workaround?
No, there's just too many things to blow up anyway, and I was just losing interest.
All right. Is that because you've done the story and you're like, well, yeah?
No, not really. I was thinking about trying to go through and collect all the things before I did the story, but it just gets boring running around just trying to find the next thing to blow up. I know they're all marked on the map for you to get, but it's just doing the same thing over and over.
Well, yeah, but maybe if you'd done it while you were doing the story, it might have broken it up a little bit and made it, you know, slightly easier instead of just doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I think that's what I found with Red Dead, is because I'd done the story and then went round and started doing all the side mission stuff. I just got a bit bored of going around and doing the side mission. I should have probably done it as part of while I was doing the story.
Yeah, that's basically what I did with that game was, try and do the other stuff as I was going along. And I actually, the very end mission got me my 100%. So yeah, I'd done everything else in between. So it didn't seem like I was just doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. But it's just that you don't understand how many things there are to blow up in this game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Maybe you should just sell it.
Maybe. I'm at 87%. Complete the trophies.
Okay.
But yeah, I've got 9 to get. That's including the platinum.
Okay.
There you go. Next, played a bit of Borderlands with you the other evening. Got through one mission, didn't we? Even though the mission recommendation was level 20 and we're both higher than that. I think you're level 24 and you're level 26. We still got battered.
And I mean, like I said, I think it's our guns. We need to find some decent guns. But just not sure where to get them.
No. We need someone to come online with us at a high level who can give us some nice guns, I think.
Yeah. Well, Bod had someone, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, my flatmate's pretty high up, but obviously...
It's his game.
Because it's his game, I can't... You know, we can't be on at the same time, but... I do know another guy who's quite a high level, and he's offered to help.
We'll have to arrange to go on that, then.
Yeah.
Yep. That's good. Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I've been playing quite a lot of Joe Danger this week.
Joe Danger.
Level percentage wise in the story, 35%. I'm trying to go through all the races that I got through again to try and collect all the extra stars.
Okay.
I think there's only a couple of them that I've missed now backtracking. But that game can get extremely difficult. But it's very enjoyable and a good palate cleanser between other games.
And do we have to explain that again to you, Bod?
Oh, no, palate cleanser, yeah, I hear that all the time.
fool. I also played a couple of songs on Rock Band 2 as well. I haven't played it for a little while, and now unlocked the ability to play around the world, which is the furthest I've ever got in that game, because I did originally have it on the Xbox 360. Another enjoyable game. No, you only had it on 360, but you haven't bought it again on the PlayStation, have you, Zona Ripper?
No, I had it on the 360 with the drums, and when I got it in my 360, I sold the drums and the game, so No, I don't. I haven't picked it up again. I picked up DJ Hero, I suppose, instead, so.
Why?
This is good.
Supporting Activision and their shitty games.
I can get my Wicked Wicked Wow on.
Oh, yeah. Are you planning on getting a Rock Band 3 at all?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I don't know. No. Probably not. No.
Learn how to play a real guitar?
Yeah, no.
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 Okay. Shall I move on to what else I've been playing?
Yeah.
A lot of Dragon Age Origins.
Okay.
Doing the dwarfs missions, trying to get them to sign the treaty to help me fight the Darkspawn. Slept with Lelani to do sack, which was nice. Even though the sex scene was rubbish. I say. I've got the elves and the mages on my side already. I'm just working on the dwarfs. And then hopefully we can start actually cleaning out the land from the Darkspawn. The Darkspawn, if anyone hasn't played the game, are basically orcs and ogres and stuff, like from Lord of the Rings. They've just got a different name.
Right.
And their leader is a massive evil dragon, which I'm not looking forward to beating. So
it's easy. You just kick him in the nuts.
No, I've already had a fight with the dragon. But I found doing another level with it's not an optional fight. If you bang a gong, it gets its attention and it comes down to fight you, and it completely slaughtered me. I didn't stand a chance. So when I reloaded the game up after dying, I kind of just went past it without waking it up. So I'm not looking forward to fighting the main bad dragon.
Okay.
Also played Battlefield Bad Company 2, a couple of matches, one with Slugger and one on my own. Tried out the new app that Zonal Ripper told me about.
Yep, it's a good little app.
Yep.
Remind us what it does.
Well, it's called BC2 Stats. Basically, it loads up all your stats for Bad Company 2. And a recent addition to that app, they've added a next event. So it loads up your stats, it looks at your stats, pretty much sort of analyzes it, and then you press the next event, and it will list the medals or trophies that you need to get in order. So say you only need to get one more kill for an M60, that would be at the top of your list. Yep. So you just get that one kill, and you'll get, obviously, whatever the points it is, 5,000 points for the gold star, etc. And just list them down as in what's the best step to get yourself higher in the XP rating. So.
Right.
Very handy. Like, on the top of my list I'm looking at right at the moment, my next gun is the M16A2. I need one more kill to get a bronze star. Very simple to use and handy. Save you having to look through the stats, because it doesn't tell you between matches what guns to use, does it?
No. Stupid. Yeah, it's a good little thing to have, just have in addition to playing, so have it there to have a list of, I don't know, what you need to do next, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It is. And last of all, I bought Anarchy Rush Hour, which was a mistake.
Why?
Well, for starters, I thought, according to the internet, apparently it's supposed to be quite an easy platinum trophy.
Right.
I can see it being an easy platinum trophy if you have the patience to put up with the shit driving mechanics.
Okay.
Right, and describe the driving mechanics to us.
Right, no matter what car you choose, what layout you have for the car, what tyres you use, the cars can't go around corners without skidding out and crashing. It's like driving on butter. It's a nightmare. Even the computer control opponents can't go around a corner without having a crash. I found the only way to do it is approach the corner like quite a speed, try and make it round, and then hold down the reset track button, which like, after about 2 seconds it resets you on the track the right way, and then away you go.
Okay.
Rather than trying to get round the corner.
I was thinking about this. Do you not think they've done those mechanics on purpose?
What, to piss people off?
Well yeah, it's obviously called Anarchy. So
right,
that causes anarchy, surely.
Right. No, it causes annoyance.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, so they looked at it and thought, this isn't anarchy enough. We need to do something to make it more anarchic.
Yes.
Right.
Is that a word?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
I think. If it isn't, it should.
Also, the rush hour part, it's because the roads are completely jam-packed with so much traffic, it's stupid.
Causing anarchy?
Yes, causing anarchy. Luckily, most of the cars, if you're going full speed, do literally just get blown out of the way. But then you get the odd bus or truck that just you hit and just stop.
Right.
Fly in the air.
Have you thought about driving around them?
You go pretty fast in the game. There is even a trophy for going 999 kilometres an hour.
Nice.
So, yeah, you have to go pretty fast most of the way round, especially to keep up with the computer.
Okay. Well, I'm going to download that and see how shit it is.
Yep, we get on there and get that playing online trophy.
Okay.
Because no one's playing it online because it's shit.
You realise that's boosting?
Yep.
I think we've all established you're fine with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
No problem with that at all.
Okay. Anything else you paid, or?
Nope. That's on to you.
On to me. Mine's a fairly short list. Beginning of the week, I played some Borderlands with Murray, as he said. Got up a couple of levels on that. I think I'm 26 now. And, yeah, still quite enjoying it, but again, only when you're playing with someone. So, it's, well, good. And on from there, I played majority of Lego Indiana Jones, which I've now finished and platinumed for my 39th platinum.
Oh, yeah. Trophy whore.
Yes, I know. I'm just not even going to try and deny it anymore. I am a trophy whore.
Right, did you try and deny it before?
Yes, sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm not anymore. I'm just going to come clean. I'm coming out of the closet.
Well, the first step to overcoming your problem is admitting you have one.
Okay. Hi, my name's Alan Thomas, and I am a trophy whore.
Well done.
Thanks. No round of applause or anything.
No, there's nothing to be proud of.
Well done, man. That's good. Well done. Yeah.
That took a lot, you know, for me to own up to that. So, yeah, that was my 39th platinum. I enjoyed the game. Getting those last few trophies were a little bit of a pain in the arse. Just having to play through the levels again on quick play was they're fairly short levels, but it was just, I didn't want to play through it again, but I did because it was a trophy, so. Moving on from that, last night, or Friday night, I jumped on Bad Company 2 with Mr. Slugger, JTrolling50, and Joker Rob. We joined up and got our asses kicked. We had a very bad stint.
That's way too bad.
Well, I think out of all the games we played, we lost them. So, but then in our defence, we were up against some level 50s and level 40 players. So,
I don't want to hear excuses. I want to see results.
Okay. Well, there was no results apart from that we lost. So. Next time I'll try harder.
At that point, you should have blamed the other people on your team.
Yeah, I would, but then I had Mr. Slugger who plays it all the bloody time, so it can't be him.
So he's got no excuse then, so you should blame him.
Yeah, he did say he was off a little bit, so actually, yes, it's Mr. Slugger's fault. Everyone else was doing 100%, I think he was only given 50. And I'm going to say that, but obviously because he's not here, so I can.
Yep. Hopefully he'll be joining us again next week.
Yes, hopefully. Obviously he's just caught up this week. Maybe with baby stuff, we're not sure, but.
Well, hopefully getting EDD on next week as well. For a little bit.
That's correct. I told EDD as well that we need to follow his trophy count. Because he wants a trophy count mentioned, so.
Okay.
So if we watch this week what he's on now to next week. Okay.
Yep, he's just as bad as us though, isn't he, really?
Yes.
And after the two after the email last week and the email that's coming this week, you know, he's a bit of a hypocrite, if you ask me.
Yep.
Damn you, Diddy. Damn you.
And apart from that, that is all I've been playing this week.
You sure?
Don't ask me that, because then I think I have, and no, I haven't.
Plan worked.
No, definitely not. That is it.
Oh, I've got another one I've been playing.
What?
I picked up Civ Rev on my iPhone.
Seriously? Is it any good?
Seriously. Yes, it is. I love Civilization. I put it up because it's gone down in price again. I think it started as like about £5, and then it went down to like £3.99, and I picked it up for like £1.50.
Bargain.
Is it now? Bargain.
Bargain, yeah.
If you're looking for other bargains, you can get Duke Nukem for about 69p.
69. I would say that's my favourite number, but my favourite number's 72.
Okay.
Because it's 69 with a little bit more.
Right.
Where are we getting Duke Nukem for 69p, Bud?
I don't know. A friend of mine who's got an iPhone was asking for classic games, and I just mentioned a few, and he found that one.
I don't think the first-person shooters really work on the iPhone, though, to be honest with you, because your fingers cover up half the screen using the virtual joysticks.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I picked up that Nova game, and the graphics are good, and it works quite well, shooting mechanic-wise, but yeah, your fingers are placed along the bottom half of the screen, so it does get a little bit annoying, but... Okay. We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break?
Yes.
And we'll see you after the break for what we've already recorded.
Yes.
Okay, I don't get it. I'm confused.
Good. That's the plan.
Yep.
Okay. See you after the break.
See ya.
From the makers of Rapist Glasses comes a new product that's sure to put the sex back into convicted sex criminal. Introducing... Pedophile Beards. Pedophile Beards give you that creepy sex face that women simply can't resist. Stop going unnoticed with your boring nice guy look and start scaring the shit out of people. Pedophile Beards can be worn on their own or combined with our Rapist Glasses to create that rapist pedophile look that you've always wanted. And come by our store to check out some of our other products, like the Serial Killer Van, the Public Masturbator Trench Coat, There's Gotta Be Something Wrong With That Guy hat, and our wide selection of pencil crayons. And remember, you don't have to be a convicted murderer / public masturbating rapist pedophile to want to look like one. Sex criminal fashions, because the bad boy look is for pussies.
Hello and welcome back. We hope you enjoyed the paedophile beards. Very, very funny. Should definitely get on there and watch that on YouTube if you haven't seen it yet.
Very funny.
Right, anyway, so we get kicking off with the second part. We'll go straight into the gaming news. We're going to start off with Yoda. Yoda is to appear in the second Star Wars The Force Unleashed.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You finished the first one, didn't you?
I did. I played through the first one. I platinumed the first one.
I didn't get through it because I just found it annoying. And she was just too hard towards the end.
Yeah, there was some quite a bit annoying bits in there. But I managed to trundle through it and got the platinum on that. I did enjoy it. It was quite good. I mean, it was a rental for me, so I didn't buy the first one. And again, I think the second one will probably be a rental.
Same as me.
But apparently, Yoda's to appear. Apparently, there's parts in the story where you fight on his home planet.
Dagobah,
yes. But yeah, it looks good that they've got him in there.
So he's just going to appear. He's not going to be like a playable character.
Well, you still play the same person as the first one.
Yeah, you play as one character all the way through.
Isn't it like Starfighter or something, his name, wasn't it?
Starkiller.
Starkiller,
yes.
But you didn't. Wasn't spoiler alert. Didn't he die at the end of the first one? But in the second one, doesn't it start with you escaping from the cloning facility?
There's multiple endings.
The second one, he's a clone, isn't he?
There's multiple endings in the first one.
Okay.
Depending on which branch you took at the end, whether to fight Darth Vader or the go off the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. But I believe that I think they're going with the ending that he died. I think I heard.
Okay.
But I think there's some sort of something weird they're saying, because apparently you can't clone Jedis because of their midichlorians or something. So I don't know how he's going to think through the story, got to find out if he really is a clone or not, or anything like that, because he doesn't know.
Okay. But it's definitely going to be a rent for me, and even more so now I've got Yoda in it. I hope they sort of fight alongside him. That'd be quite good.
Yeah, well, it's only on that one section, so maybe he just trains you for a little bit or something.
Possibly, yeah. It probably did a tutorial at the beginning. So Yoda to appear. On to the next bit of news.
ESRB has listed a potential new Buzz game for PS3 dubbed Buzz Quiz Player.
Yes. When they list them as PS3, is that actually mean it's a PS3 title, or could it be a PSN title?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, because they brought out quite a few like Buzz Juniors and that, didn't they, on the PSN? Yes. So I'm just wondering if it's another one of them. Or maybe not, because the first Buzz, the full title that come with the handsets, that's quite a while ago now. That was a couple of years ago now, wasn't it, that came out?
Yeah, and then they released a couple of iterations, didn't they?
Yes. So, don't know. But I haven't played Buzz for ages, so...
No, but you did platinum the first one, didn't you?
I did.
I got one trophy to go on that bastard. 3 questions within 1.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Stupid thing. The only one I got to get. So many games I'm close to platinums to. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just can't be bothered.
No.
And I call myself a trophy whore.
You do. You're running out of the effort. You're running out of steam. That's what it is.
No, I just some games I just can't be bothered.
Maybe you're turning to the good side.
No, that's not the good side, Aaron.
But well, it is.
Anyway, moving on to the next bit of news. The next Bioshock game has been revealed. It's called Bioshock Infinite. It's set to be set in 1912, up in the sky, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I watched the trailer for it as well. It starts off like as if you are thinking it's going to be in under the sea, doesn't it?
And then it does. And then you realise
you get thrown out a window by a robotic Big Daddy, by the look of it, wasn't it?
Yes, he had like a cyborgy hand sort of thing going on.
And then you kind of got a close up of his helmet, and you could see into his helmet, but rather than person in there, it was just like a brain.
Yeah.
And then he throws you out the window, and then you fall down and kind of attach yourself to a balloon that's holding up loads of buildings.
Yep.
And look around, and you can see the whole city is being held up by different parts of it by loads of massive hot air balloons.
Yep, and then you're nearly saved by a woman
who looks like a little sister.
Yes, she did, yeah. But obviously slightly
older one, but not as old as the big sisters in number 2.
No, but she tries to save you, but then she gets grabbed by...
By Big Daddy.
Big Daddy again, and you fall.
And then you fall to your death.
Yes. But it does look good.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they've possibly taken another route and done it up in the air this time.
But it's not made by 2K, though, this time. It's by Irrational.
Yes, Irrational Games.
But then it was also based before the other ones, because it's 1912, and the original was like 1950s, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Hmm. Irrational Games. Yeah.
I don't know what else they've done.
Nothing comes to mind that they've done on a big scale anyway, but I'm sure they've obviously got everything they need to probably make it. Well, I say that the trailer they chucked out looked quite good, so.
But it was pre-rendered though, that's the thing. It was a pre-rendered cutscene.
Yeah. But
nothing in-game. Although they can probably just use the engine from the last one.
Yeah, okay. Okay. But then what are we talking for that? Is that going to be we're probably talking 2012 for that release, isn't it? It's an early It was an early, like say, pre-rendered shot, so...
Yeah, I think you're probably way off, because the last Bioshock only came out a little while ago, didn't it?
Yeah, that was the beginning of this year, so I'm... Unless they bring out... When was the one before that, though? That was a few years,
that was
wasn't
a lot... Yeah, it was a couple of years before that.
Yeah. Okay.
Both enjoyable games, though.
Yeah. I've got a list of past games by Irrational.
Okay.
Go for it.
It does actually say Bioshock here. Released August 2007.
Yeah, because they were used to be known as 2K Boston.
Oh, that would be why then, because that was who made the first Bioshock, wasn't it? And yes. Then 2K Marin made the second one.
Yes, and they're known as Irrational Games. So.
Oh, there you go. They did make the first one then, so that's good, because the first one was better than the second one.
Yep. I've got a few other games listed here that I've never heard of.
Okay.
SWAT 4.
All right, yeah. That was a PC game, wasn't it?
Apparently they haven't... They didn't make SWAT 1, 2, or 3. Yeah, that's number 4.
Right.
Freedom 4 is the Third Reich. Number 4. Troib's Vengeance. Another Freedom Force game, and a game called System Shock 2.
Oh, yeah, System Shock 2.
Yeah, System Shock was like the beginning, but it was like a Bioshocky, wasn't it?
Yes, and it was naff. But, okay, so they could put out a decent game here.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. Next news story, Call of Duty Prestige Edition comes with an artsy car complete with camera that provides TFT colour video and audio to its operator.
So you're meaning no prostitute then?
No, unfortunately.
God damn it.
So, but apparently that car was actually in one of the trailers for the game. So I think maybe you can actually get to drive it around in-game as well as out-game.
Yes, I've seen the trailer where they've used it. It's in the multiplayer trailer. And you can use it not just for, like, spying on people. It's also, you can detonate it.
All right.
So you can just drive it around up behind someone, maybe a sniper up on a hill somewhere, and just blow him to smithereens.
Yep.
Looks quite interesting. It's obviously nothing, something I haven't seen before in a game. Yeah. So, yeah, looks quite good. I mean, I'm not getting the Prestige Edition because of that, but...
No.
Well, it's going to cost £130.
Yes.
I don't think it's worth the price tag, so...
No. You also get an home avatar.
Right. Well, when was the last time you went on home? Because I haven't.
I go every now and then. You also get 4 co-op multiplayer maps.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, but that's what, no. See, apart from the RC car, the rest is in the hardened edition, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So.
So you get them in both, though.
You get the hardened edition and the remote control car in the Prestige, or just the hardened edition comes with all the other stuff.
Yes.
I'm probably going to buy the cheapest version they got. If I do buy it.
I think I'm going to rent it.
Yeah?
Yep.
You're a rent boy.
Yep. Oh, yes.
Anyway, should we move on from that one?
Yeah.
This one I'm a little bit sad about.
Upset you?
Yes. Test Drive Unlimited has now been delayed until 2011. God damn it.
Well, I actually, since seeing the trailer for that, I was interested. Because I have been looking forward to Gran Turismo 5 for fucking ages. Basically.
Same
and
as
I have wanted
place.
That game. So, Test Drive Unlimited 2, maybe it's a good idea that's been delayed a little while, so that you can get stuck in Gran Turismo. Maybe that's the reason.
Maybe. Because they've given a release date for Gran Turismo now, haven't they?
Yeah, isn't it coming out in November?
Yeah, beginning of November, I think.
Yeah.
That might be why they've delayed it, because of that obviously coming out. But then I see them as slightly too... Obviously, they're both driving games, but one's a simulator, and I think Test Drive is more of a fun...
Open world.
Yeah, it's sort of the Burnout Paradise sort of thing. So, you just drive around, pick up races and stuff like that, whereas obviously Gran Turismo is more of a simulator than...
Yeah.
So... No doubt I'll probably pick up both of them.
Mm.
And, yeah. But, yeah, I'm a little bit annoyed it's been delayed, but, like I say, possibly for the better reason, so...
Yep.
Okay.
Moving on, my turn.
Yep.
I'm going to throw another one in. It's not on the actual list I've got here. It is the fact that a French website has listed two more trilogy games that are going to be re-released from the PlayStation to Blu-ray. The first being Prince of Persia Trilogy, which is Sands of Time, Warrior Within, and Two Thrones.
Okay.
Now, I know, Bod, you've played for all of those. Did you have them on the GameCube, didn't you?
Yeah, it must have been. Hmm. It was definitely before the PlayStation.
No, because you never had a PlayStation 2, you just had a GameCube, didn't you?
Yeah, on the PS3.
Yeah.
Because I never had a 1 or a 2, so I always just called it the PlayStation. I don't concern myself with numbers. yeah, good games, but I don't know if I'd feel the need to play them through again. I think it would depend more on whether they sort of change them a little bit. I mean, if they're an exact retread.
They will probably. Yeah, they will be exactly the same, just with HD graphics.
Unless they put some zombies in there, I don't think I'll bother.
Well, don't they have, like, skeletons with swords and stuff? That's close enough.
Yeah, they don't count. They're skeletons. There's a big difference between skeletons and zombies.
But they're still dead. They're still the undead walking, aren't they?
Get your facts straight.
And the second one is the Splinter Cell series coming to Blu-ray, which I'm looking forward to, because I enjoyed Splinter Cell games. All the original ones, not the ones that came out on this generation of consoles.
Probably not interested.
No?
No.
Chaos Theory was the best Splinter Cell, I'll just have to throw that out there.
I think I played Chaos Theory.
That was the best one.
And I didn't mind Splinter Cell, but I did get quite bored of sort of having to creep around all the time. I prefer just to go running in and then getting my brains blown out.
Mm.
It's more fun.
Right. So you start swearing at the computer?
Yeah.
Moving on to the next bit of news, the next bit of Borderlands we had that was leaked a while ago has now been named and has got given a release date, or at least a month anyway. It's Borderlands, it's called Claptrap's New Robot Revolution.
Coming in September.
Coming in September, so yes. like we said last week, we haven't even played the others yet, but...
No, we just keep releasing it, and we haven't even got through the single-player game.
When you say we haven't got the others yet, does it mean you're planning to get the other
Yes.
DLC?
Yes, we're going to get two of the three. We're going to get the Zombie Island of Dr. Ned, and I can't remember what the other one is. The Vault or something, wasn't it? No.
I don't remember. Don't think so, but...
Yeah, we're going to leave the Mad Moxie thing alone, because apparently that's not supposed to be that good, but we're going to get the other two.
Yes.
Right. So I don't think I'm going to bother.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mind you, you haven't jumped on with us for a while, so... You enjoyed the game, didn't you?
It's not bad. I can't seem... He doesn't drag me into it that much, if there even is a story to it.
Yeah,
I haven't been following the story, but I only like it because it's like four-player co-op. That's the only time I ever play it.
Yeah, and I only like it because you guys do all the work, and I just like follow you on from a distance and just collect everything I can. I'm a collector. It's what I do.
You're a hoarder.
Oh yes, that's right.
Okay, but we'll probably pick that up. Probably would have thought.
Probably.
I mean, it actually could be quite funny because obviously it's the Claptraps, and they're quite funny anyway.
Yeah, funny. They're annoying.
Well, they don't get in the way. They just dance around and.
Ooh, yeah, check me out!
Yeah,
that's annoying.
Okay. The next topic is going to make you laugh. apparently, there's a rumor. Okay, that a game that's been delayed for years. How long is this game supposed to be in development for? Stone Ripper?
What are we just, isn't it something stupid like 10 years? Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Duke Nukem Forever is going to be, supposed to be, being completed by Gearbox. They're the people who made Borderlands.
Yes. Okay.
Now, do we actually believe this rumour? Because I thought Duke Nukem was dead.
Yeah. But then I see that there was probably, well, it's probably a good 2 or 3 years ago, they had that trailer showing or proving that Duke Nukem Forever is still in being made.
Yeah.
But again, we're talking, I don't know, it's just like they take so long and then the technology changes, so they have to probably start again or change something. And it's just been too long, and I think everyone's lost interest.
Mm.
So
they'd have to do something special, wouldn't they?
They would. I mean, even if Gearbox were doing it, I don't give a shit, really, now. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Duke Nukem, and I would love to, if they bring it out and it's got the same funny parts as what Duke Nukem had, Duke Nukem 3D, that is, not the one that, what was it, Duke Nukem, oh, I can't remember what it was fucking called now, but there was a shit one they brought out that was a third person shooter, which was...
Was that like a time travel one? I'm sure there was one where you sort of went back.
That was on the PlayStation 2, wasn't it?
Yeah.
PlayStation 1.
Yeah, there was on something like that. I think they had it on the PC as well. And that was just... It was just rubbish. I mean, Duke Nukem 3D was funny and...
Mm.
So, don't get me wrong. I'd like to see Duke Nukem Forever come out, but it's been far too long.
Mm.
So... It's just all a bit of a, yeah, whatever. It might come out, might not. I'm not really bothered, so.
Mm. Right. Next one. You did the last one?
Well, I was just going to say, do you want to take it? Because I don't know what it is.
Right, okay. a recent Comic-Con conference, the guys behind Street Fighter and Tekken, so that is Namco and Capcom, have both... release now that they're actually making one game each. So Namco make Tekken. So Namco is making Tekken Cross Street Fighter. It's got an X rather than, but it's pronounced Cross. And Capcom are making Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Okay.
For the first time, so these two rivals are actually going to be in the same ring. Now the Street Fighter Cross Tekken one, because it's been made by the Street Fighter guys, is going to be in the style of Tekken 4. So it's going to be, there's no 3D fighting, you're on a 2-bit 2D plane, and all of the Tekken fighters are going to look like Street Fighter 4 fighters.
Okay.
And then the Tekken Cross Street Fighter one is going to be coming out, I think, a year later. We'll have the opposite. So it's going to, all the Street Fighter 4 characters are going to be 3D like Tekken.
Okay.
Is anybody interested in that? Because I like Tekken. I know most people don't, but I enjoy Tekken.
But you don't like Street Fighter?
No, I can't get the combos in. With Street Fighter, with Tekken, it's more, you know, more smooth. You can, don't have to learn a combo. You can just basically just hit a few buttons and hope, you know, you can actually get a combo out.
Yeah. I'm not interested.
Not interested at all? Bod?
I can't say I'm interested really either. We're talking like two separate games here.
Yes.
I mean, maybe if they, you know, did the same but had it in the same game, surely that would make more sense. I mean, not to them, obviously, because they want to make as much money as possible. But I just think they'd do better sales-wise if they did that. But I'm not really interested.
Okay.
That's the end of the news.
No, there's not. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Little Big Planet 2 beta announced starting soon. Now, Sony, if you're listening, send me a code, please.
And me.
Yep.
Yep.
So we hopefully get into that some way or another.
Yeah, I read the little bit of news about this. It was released on the forums that there will be a beta starting soon, but they are still yet to release when that will be. But you can sign up on their website when it becomes available.
Yeah.
So no doubt that's going to be...
Flooded
with it, yeah, with people wanting to get on there. It was quite funny, when I read the post they put up, they did put at the bottom, don't send any messages now because you won't get in.
Mm.
So they obviously know that people are thinking, oh, I'll just send it early, just in case.
Mm.
So... Well, I'm going to try and get on, but I try to get on as many beaters as possible, even if I don't. I just, there's something about trying a game before everyone else does, so. Yes, I'm going to try and get on that.
Yep. You're looking forward to the game, Bod?
Yeah, is it out this year?
No.
No. Quarter one, isn't it? Early.
Yeah.
Quarter one of next year, so.
No, it is out this year.
Is it?
It's out like it was... the week before my birthday.
Oh, I heard it was November this year.
Yeah, that's right, yes. November the 14th, I think. Or 16th. Whichever is the Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're getting that for your birthday then?
Yes. And Gran Turismo.
Okay.
And the next SmackDown game, because that always comes out in November.
I haven't seen anything about the next SmackDown game.
Speaking of that, have either of you two seen the pictures of Superstars?
No.
WWE Superstars? Or
yeah, I've seen the pictures.
Have you? What do you think? Hasn't it looked weird?
Yeah, I guess like another sort of cash-in. What they did last year was Legends of WrestleMania, wasn't it? And it just didn't compare with SmackDown. And just seems another way for them to get you to part with your money.
Legends of WrestleMania was good, so.
Yeah.
It's just a bit short-lived. It didn't have much replay value.
I played the demo and I didn't like the control system. I thought if they'd stuck with SmackDown control system, it might have been better.
Well, that was the whole reason they went back to that, because it was trying to relive classic wrestling games.
Yeah.
That's why it had that control system.
Yeah, but if classic wrestling games suck, then surely that's going to suck.
Mm. Got No Mercy on the N64, that was awesome.
That was quality. I've got the release date here, Little Big Planet 2, the 12th of November.
Oh, the 12th, okay.
Unless it gets changed.
Let's hope not. Let's just hope they don't put any religious songs in there that someone might get upset about. You know, everyone's got a sense of humour who's religious, haven't they?
Yeah.
And SmackDown the week after, on the 19th of November.
Awesome. That's my birthday. For it.
Okay.
And then
move on to emails.
A week after that.
I thought Gran Turismo was coming out before my birthday.
What I'm looking at says 26th of the 11th.
Ah.
Damn it. Never mind, I'll get it anyway. Right, can we move on to the one email we have?
Yes, we have another email. You want to read this out? Or?
Yep, go for it. It is from our good friend from last week, Emilio Zabotta. And it goes, Dear T-Suck, the silent P, thanks for your recommendations for good and sometimes bad games to play for easy trophies. I have a new question. I'm guessing it's supposed to be, would you care about games if they didn't have trophies? Do you think you would play as much? And if not, what else would you be doing with your time? In a follow-up question, do you think that the time you have spent trophy whoring could have been spent elsewhere doing something more productive / meaningful? Thanks, EDD999. P.S. Keep fighting the good fight, bod.
Start off by, without wanting to insult our good friend, what a fool, for thinking that you guys would find anything else to do than get trophies.
How dare you?
and to prove my point about what he said about, oh, if there weren't trophies, would you still buy them? I take you back to levels from the other week when you said, oh, they don't have trophies, so I'm not going to buy them.
I've got so many other games to play as well, bud. You don't understand.
Right, yeah, for a trophy.
Right, I'm going to answer this honestly. There's not been many games that I've bought or played that haven't got trophies, if you know what I mean. So, mm-hmm. Metal Gear Solid 4, that didn't have trophies. I didn't pick it up, but I know Murray did.
Yep.
I didn't pick it up because it didn't have trophies.
You got it after, you got your PlayStation after trophies were incorporated into it though, didn't you?
Yes. Yep. So yeah, so I've only known my PlayStation life with trophies.
Yeah.
I think it was just before the trophies come out actually, but it wasn't long. I didn't have my PlayStation long before they came out. If I look on a game, or if I go into a shop and I see a cheap game, I'm thinking, oh, that's only £5. I I do check online to see if it's got trophies.
So if there was a game perhaps you hadn't heard of before and you saw it in a shop,
yep.
And you looked at the back of the box and you thought, oh, this looks really good, but you wouldn't be able to buy it there and then because you'd have to go home and find out if there were trophies.
No, I don't go home. I do it on the phone.
Oh, right. Okay. But you would definitely check to see if there were trophies for it before you bought it.
Yes. I would. Because, well, like you say, it might be a game I've never heard of, and I'm thinking, well, it might be crap, or...
But it could be a really good game that just doesn't have trophies.
It could,
and you could be missing out.
I could be missing out, and I'm probably missing out with things like Metal Gear Solid 4.
Good game.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a really good game, but I've just never picked it up. And, again, it's not the main reason I haven't picked it up, it's just one of the reasons.
Yeah. Right. So I think we can safely say that if trophies, you know, had never been invented, you'd still be playing PlayStation games, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yeah. If there was no trophies, I'd still be playing PlayStation.
But it has made you slightly more biased towards some games than others.
Yes.
Because they may have trophies or easier trophies, perhaps.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I do hate them for that.
No, you don't. I hate them for that. You don't.
No, but so in answer to his second bit, what would I do with the time if I wasn't trophy whoring? I don't know. I dread to think about it. Trophy whoring is my full time job now.
Yeah, you could be a missionary.
Yes, I could hire myself out to earn people's trophies for them.
Shall I go into the question now? Say, I have do play games sometimes without trophies. Bring you back to Age of Zombies. iPhone games, I have a lot of them I play. I'd like to say I've completed Metal Gear Solid 4. I am, like Zona Ripper said, since trophies come out, I do always look and see if a game has trophies before I buy it. But every game that comes out now does have trophies.
So surely you don't need to check then?
No, but sometimes you do see an old cheap game in the shop.
Oh, right.
And think, you know, should I get that or not?
Yep.
Hang on.
Shall we skip on to you while he's gone?
Yeah, on to me?
On to Bodge, yeah.
Right, what are we talking about? Still trophies?
Yes, so obviously I know it was aimed more for me and Murray, but obviously you don't care whether a game has trophies or not.
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, there used to be a time when we used to play games for fun, and now it just seems that everybody was just trophies.
Yep.
And I do like trophies, I like getting them.
Yep.
You know, but I've got to the point where I'm not going to sit through a game that I don't enjoy. Just for trophies. It's like, for a while I was going for a platinum on Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
And I've got all the single player trophies, and it's just the multiplayer ones, and one of them is to get to level 50, and I like the single player, but I don't like the multiplayer enough to sit there to get to level up to level 50, because I just think it's a waste of time, and yeah, there are other things I could be doing with my time.
Just do it on free roam every now and then. Just go into it and just do it that way.
Yeah, but I'm not going to just load it up every now and then just to play it for an hour.
Or just 10 minutes or something.
Because
like
I don't feel it actually is going to achieve anything. It's just going to be a trophy that I can do without. I don't really need it.
So anyway, sorry about that. I'll go back to what I was saying.
Yep.
Where was I?
You saying that you do check games have trophies, but most of them have trophies nowadays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say that I do enjoy getting the trophies, and it does spur me on to play a game for longer than I would normally because it has trophies. So I kind of get more out of a game most of the time because rather than just playing it through and then putting it down and never going back to it, I will most of the time replay the game to try and get the trophies, so I experience more and see things I may not have seen on the first playthrough.
And all the time you enjoy doing that is fine. Yeah. It's when it becomes, it's just, oh, I'm actually really hating this now, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
That I don't see the point in.
And going on to what I would be doing if I didn't have trophies, I reckon I would have been able to cure cancer by now. I'm not being funny to the people that research cancer, but they've been doing it for years. They get millions of dollars and pounds of money for people doing sponsor runs. And yet they still haven't been doing it. What they've been doing, going on holiday with the money?
They are dragging them here a little bit. Let's face
they
it.
Are, yes.
Right. So you're saying if you weren't earning trophies, you would be the next biggest icon in scientific history?
Yes.
Instead of just a
damn those trophies.
Trophy.
Yeah.
See? Damn those trophies.
Damn those trophies. Mm. Anyone got anything else to add to about that email?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay, so that wraps up the show. If you'd like to get in contact with us...
Wait. Trophy count.
Sorry, guys. Hey? Right, I'm going to go back here. I'm going to do it in reverse order for how many we've got this week.
Yep.
In last place, getting two trophies from last week, so from going up from 3,730. No, I'm going to try that again. Going from 373 to 375 is Mr. Slugger, who I don't know if anyone's noticed, but he's not joining us this evening.
Yes, he was detained.
Yeah. In third place this week, getting 23 trophies is Zonal Ripper. Your trophy count now gone up to 2,839.
Okay.
In second place, getting 33 trophies this week is here comes Bod.
God damn you!
Now have
is that hurt? Is that pain? Gonna cry?
No.
You now have 778. In last week's 745, so well done.
Yes, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, we know you love it, really. And in first place, coming up from second place from last week, is me. Last week I had 3,444 trophies, so I got 43 trophies this week, so I now have 3,487.
Right, so when you said earlier that all these games you played, it sounded a lot, but it wasn't really.
Not really, because that Anarchy game kind of hands out a lot of trophies at the beginning.
Right.
You're sliding around on fucking butter.
There's a trophy for that.
No, it fucking should be. Yeah. Right, where was I? If you'd like to get in contact with us, have any questions, feedback, or anything else, our email is... PlayStation Show UK, so that's TPSUK at theplaystationshow.com. That's right, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye from Murray.
Bye-bye from Zonal Ripper.
Yeah, goodbye from Here Comes the Board.
Women are stupid and I don't respect them. That's right. I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia!
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia!
You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. Can't have sex with your personality, and I can't put my penis in your college degree, and I can't shove my fist in your childhood dreams, so why are you sharing all this information with me? It's not sexist cause I'm saying it in a song. That's right, bitch, now take off your thong and show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Knock, knock, who's there? It's me, wondering why you're not naked. Knock, knock, who's there? Me again, still wondering why you're not naked. I wanna see your bum, I don't care what you say. No, I don't have feelings, cause feelings are gay. Something, something in the month of May. Bitches love my penis cause it's really big. Girls' brains are much stupider than men's are, so they should always listen to us cause we're smart. Women are only good for three things: cooking, cleaning, and vaginas. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
I can give good sex to you, cause I'm really good at sex. I can give good sex to you, cause I'm really good at sex. Aw yeah, that's right. Shake your bums. I'm out of here. I gotta go have sex with a lot of girls.